Raz. What you doing?
Oh, hey there, Mindy. Before we start the game show today, I need your help.
Okay, sure. What's up?
Well, they're looking for the next meteorologist for the Boring News Network. Do you think you could help me with my audition?
Can I help you with your audition? Let me just grab my green screen. And let me turn on my camera here. Okay, whenever you're ready, buddy. We're rolling.
Okay, greetings. Today's forecast is calling for mostly sunshine, but...
Cue the sunshine!
Ah, Mindy, where did that spotlight come from? Turn it off! You're shining it right into my eyes!
Oh, yeah, it's supposed to be the sun, Guy Raz. You can't just turn off the sun. Keep going, you're doing great.
Okay, well, we're expecting some heavy rain around later this afternoon.
Cue the rain! Ah! I've been waiting my whole life for this moment!
Ah, Mindy, turn off the sprinklers! I'm getting soaked!
Fine. I was just trying to add a little pizzazz to your audition.
But, Mindy, this is for the Boring News Network. Their tagline is literally, all the news without all the pizzazz.
Oh.
You know what? We can work on my audition later. Why don't we just start the game show?
Okay, places, everyone! Places! Can we get a cleanup on this wet floor, please?
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after... How did you get on the internet before there were computers? It's Two What's and the World! With your hosts, Mindy and Guy Raz!
Two What's
and the World!
Welcome back, Wowzers! It's time for another lightning-fast round of Two What's and a Wow!
Two What's and a Wow!
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats!
Now, before we begin today's round, let's pick up where we left off yesterday.
Yesterday, we gave you three scientific facts about hair and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A? On average, we lose 300 strands of hair on our scalp every day.
Or was it B? Hair is the fastest growing part on the human body.
Or was it C? The only parts of your skin that can't grow hair are your lips, palms, and soles of your feet.
And to answer yesterday's question, joining us by phone, it's Charlie from Massachusetts.
Charlie, let's hear your winning wow.
Hi, my name is Charlie. I'm from Massachusetts. And my wow in the world is that the only parts of your skin that doesn't grow hair is your lips, the palm of your hand, and the sole of your feet.
Winner, winner, hair balls for dinner.
And there you have it. If you guess the answer C, that the only parts of your skin that can't normally grow hair are your lips, palms, and soles of your feet, then pat yourself on the head because you found the winning wow.
Scientists at the University of Pennsylvania discovered a special molecule called a protein that stops your hair from growing. The protein is called DKK2, and it's only found on your lips, palms, and bottoms of your feet. Without it, we'd all have hairy mitten hands. And if you ask me, that wouldn't be such a bad thing.
And if you guessed A, well, it turns out that humans lose, on average, about 50 to 100 strands of hair each day.
Finally, if you guessed B, you should know that it's really hard for scientists to determine what is the fastest growing part of the human body. But we do know that hair replaces itself every 2 to 7 years.
All of our winning contestants today will be taking home their very own invisible bag of hair!
Featuring clumps of hair from Grandma G-Force's very own hairbrush. Use your invisible bag of hair to create lasting, last-minute mustaches. Scatter it in your garden to keep pesky bunnies away. Or stretch it out to give yourself one long eyebrow. Whatever you use it for, this bag of hair is sure to make a statement.
Congratulations to all of today's winners. We're going to take a quick break to clean up the indoor rain demonstration, but when we get back, it's time for another round of Two Whats and a Wow.
Two Whats and a Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
The following message comes from our sponsor, Chipotle, whose new queso blanco is made with milk sourced from Wisconsin farmers like Brianna Handel. Running a small farm isn't easy, and Brianna has seen many people leave the industry because of financial challenges.
I know so many older generation farms that are still so far in debt, and then they're just passing it on to the next generation and hoping they're going to get out. Well, they probably have to get into debt themselves to get started, and I don't want that for my kids.
To learn more about how Chipotle wants to help bridge the economic challenges farmers face, go to chipotle.com/farmers.
That's it. Back to the show.
We're back, just in time for today's round of Two Whats and a Wow.
Today's Wow category is weather. Mindy, will you tell our contestants how the game works?
Contestants, we are going to present you with three scientific facts about weather. But, and this is a big but, only one of those facts will be a true wow. The other two, just totally made up. It's up to you to find the wow.
Okay, contestants, are you ready? Which of the following scientific facts about weather is a true scientific wow?
Is it A, all snowflakes have 8 sides?
Or is it B, it takes roughly 2 minutes for a raindrop to hit the ground after forming?
Or is it C, most tornadoes in the Northern Hemisphere spin clockwise?
Okay, one more time. Is it A, all snowflakes have 8 sides?
Is it B, it takes roughly 2 minutes for one raindrop to hit the ground after forming?
Or is it C, most tornadoes in the Northern Hemisphere spin clockwise?
When you think you have the correct answer, write it down on a sheet of paper and scream sing it at your grown-ups.
And check back tomorrow to see if your wow is the winning wow.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Forecast Yourself.
We want you to play amateur meteorologist by recording yourself delivering a forecast for today's weather, wherever you are.
What's the temperature? Is it hot or cold? What's the humidity? Does the air feel wet on your skin or dry? Is there a chance of fish tacos raining from the sky?
Take a moment to research the weather in your community and ask a grown-up to record your big weather forecast. Grown-ups, you can upload your videos to us at tinkercast.com/share. We'll pick a few and post them on our Instagram feed.
Be sure to check back tomorrow for the answer to today's game, and we'll play another round of Two Whats and a Wow!
Until next time, keep on wowing! Okay, Mindy, back to the audition. I'd like to rehearse a little something I wrote about the wind chill.
Ooh, let me grab my wind turbine.
No! Two Whats and a Wow was produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Anna Zagorski writes the words, and Jason Rubinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Jed Anderson and also Anya Grunman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Wow in the World, and our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share that could be used on an upcoming episode of Two Whats and a Wow, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening.
That's all for now. Until next time, keep on wowing.
Made by
Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.